1027 1035 WICY. We are all about feel good favorites from the 80s and more. Well, we're getting ready to dive inside the community in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, which May is all about. And today, through St. Joseph's Treatment and Recovery Center, we have a guest. Dacile Moore is with us. She is the CCBHC Project Director. Now, first of all, lay it out for me, Dacile. What does CCBHC stand for?
Well, John, thanks for asking. It stands for Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic.
Okay, okay. It's one we got to get down, but I definitely understand the abbreviation. Let's talk about the services you offer, Dacile, with 24/7 access, I might add.
Right. Any time of the day or night, if somebody feels that they're struggling with a mental health or substance use concern, they're free to call, and we will just be there to talk to them and begin to connect them to whatever services might help out. So, you know, we start off usually with a needs assessment and, you know, just kind of let somebody tell their story and figure out with them what's really going to help you.
Okay.
And you know, we offer individual services and group services. We can help through medication. We can we have people available to be able to link people to resources.
That's very important in today's world, right? With, you know, a lot of people, you know, let's say they're moving or there's different, you know, not every place has an exact answer. So we may need to go somewhere else is what I'm trying to get at. So... Yeah, that's very important.
Exactly.
Yeah, what other ways?
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, connecting, because we know that, you know, it's hard to deal with, you know, if we're feeling down or anxious or whatever, if we feel like we're homeless or we don't have insurance or we need help getting a job or whatever. So we really can link people to resources. And we also know that sometimes people are connected with different agencies or different entities, and we can even help coordinate, you know, make sure that we're all talking the same language and people don't kind of feel torn between agencies. One thing I'm really excited about is that we also offer skill building services. So, you know, sometimes what we find is we as people are kind of set out in the world and may not have, you know, budgeting skills that we need or goal setting skills or even nutrition or all kinds of things like that. So that's a service we offer too, that we can kind of tune in and just help people to cope better and to have the skills that they need. We also, and this is a really important service that we offer people a chance to talk to people who have had similar struggles,
right.
People with lived experience who are certified peer specialists or certified peer advocates. But they're people with lived experience who can kind of say, yes, you know, I have been through that. Here's what helped me. They can also kind of go with you in the community if there's something you're struggling about. Maybe you need to talk to somebody and you're struggling. You need to talk to a landlord or something like that. They can be a support in the midst of that. So, you know, that's a really cool thing. And we try to offer all of these things at a time and a place that's most convenient for each person.
That's important. Every situation is individual, you know, Dacile.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it's important to say that the services are available regardless of ability to pay. So, you know, there's no reason to reach out. Reach out and we will figure it out together.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And it's not a one-size-fits-all with this. That's absolutely the last thing it is, I'm sure.
Yes, that's right. We really try to tune in and work with the person.
Awesome. Well, Dacile Moore with us, thank you so much for your time today. And there's an important number here that people can have for access for this kind of help, isn't there?
Yes. Again, 24/7, regardless of ability to pay, the number is 518-354-4000. 5390. Reach out anytime. We will get you started.
Mm. Sounds great. It is Decile Moore with us from, again, do you want to lay out the what that abbreviation stands for again, please?
Sure. It's Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic, and we're with St. Joe's Addiction Treatment and Recovery Center.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm thinking, you know, it's one of those things. Hopefully the abbreviation doesn't scare people away, because it sounds like you have a lot of great services, and we just went through some of them today, so it was great to do that.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll hopefully be chatting again. Again, this is, we're getting ready for the whole month of May, being able to recognize and help people, those who are dealing with this stuff. And there's so many. So
great. Thank you, John.
You take care of yourself. Okay.
All right.
Decile Moore with us on behalf of St. Joseph's Treatment and Recovery Center. And we'll be chatting with different folks through there all throughout the month of May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month with 102.7 and 103.5 WICY.